really don't care. Demi Lovato and Cher Lloyd. It's another Taos exclusive. You'll only hear it here on The Mountain. Michael Dean here, the man in your box, and it is now time for our touching human story for the morning. Now, last year, someone in Muskegon, Michigan, took a photo of a woman driving a minivan that didn't have a driver's side door. And then they shared it on Facebook, and people started posting memes making fun of her. Like one that mimicked the most interesting man in the world, with the caption, "I don't always drive a doorless minivan, but when I do, it's in Muskegon." Anyway, a guy named James Barber saw the photos, and instead of making fun of the woman, he posted a message on Facebook ripping on the people for making fun of her. And then he decided to help, and he asked if anyone knew who she was. Well, it turned out that the woman in the photo was just borrowing the van. The owner is a mother of five named Amanda Maxfield, who couldn't afford to fix it after a crash. Now, she just found out about James's post and his last month got in touch with him. And last week, he paid to have the door replaced. Now, James says his mom passed away earlier this year, and he's been trying to honor her memory by being a nicer person. Meanwhile, Amanda says that she had to drive the kids around all winter without the door and plans to pay it forward now by doing something nice for someone as soon as she can. Here's Amanda and James talking about having the car fixed.
Tried everything with a door, and we just couldn't get it. So we just had to drive without the door.
You don't beat somebody when they're down on the ground like that, you know. Instead, you know, when somebody's down like that, instead of looking down on them, you know, try helping them up. Of course, the public comments were insults and being mean, and I got on there and I offered to help.
A coworker said, "Get a hold of him. He's willing to help you." I got a hold of him, and everything he offered, I just cried.
She is now riding around with a door on her vehicle, and no more public humiliation.
I could not believe that somebody out of the kindness of their heart would help someone like that that they don't even know. I actually can't wait to pay it forward. I can't wait to help somebody like he's helped me.
There is people out there that are doing good deeds, not just me, but other people, and hopefully this influences some of you people out there to do the same.
Nicely done, James. Our touching human story for the morning. Babel, that is Mumford & Sons, and we are 95.9 The Mountain, Taos' music station. It is 727, Michael Dean here, and welcome to our You Rock segment. This is where we bring in the youth of the community who are doing wonderful and positive things, and the adults who are helping them do those wonderful and positive things. This morning, we've got some students in here from TISA, the Taos Integrated School for the Arts. Now, one of the other things I want to ask you about is that you guys did a lot of research on the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
And what did you learn about the Civil War that I guess might have been a surprise to you?
Probably that the youngest soldier was mine.
I had heard that in the song. You guys made a song, and I heard that in there, and I was like, wow, intriguing. How'd that make you feel? How old are you?
I'm 14.
You're 14, so you're 5 years past nine.
Yeah.
And can you imagine if you would have had to go to war?
No,
five years ago?
I was in the fourth grade, I think, and that was a hard year.
Not as hard as that, kids.
Yeah, no, yeah. So, I can't imagine that.
And why did you guys put together the Civil War piece?
There was a lot of things that we were going to do. We had to pick a project to do, and we decided to do that one.
Yeah, you! The Vamps and Demi Lovato, Somebody to You. We are 95.9 The Mountain, Taos' music station. And it's pretty impressive to see an American do something with a candy bar besides shoving it down their throat in a delightful orgy of chocolate-coated gluttony. 33-year-old Joel Parker of St. Johns County in northeastern Florida. He was on a bus on Wednesday morning and making a lot of noise. So the driver told him to quiet down. And apparently that infuriated him. So when he was getting off at his stop, he pulled out a Snickers bar and chucked it at the driver. Now, the Snickers bar didn't cause any injuries, but Joel was arrested for misdemeanor battery. Yeah, what are you in here for? Throwing a Snickers bar at the bus driver? 819, Michael Dean here, the man in your box, and in the studio with me this morning, it's time for Chatting with the Sheriff.
Good morning.
Usually it's Chatting with the Chief, but the Chief, he's not here, but I got the Sheriff. I got Jerry Holcroft. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Michael Dean. How are you?
I'm doing good. 95.9 The Mountain cares about the community, and it's one of the reasons that we do this little segment to bring you in and talk about things that are happening in our community. And today, one of the things I think that we should touch on is pets, kids, and, you know, being in cars, it's getting warm out. let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, let's do that. You know, we're entering into the warm season, and you know, children are priceless, and so are our pets.
Absolutely. They're family.
They're family.
What is the penalty if somebody, say, a concerned citizen calls you and says, hey, there's a kid locked in the car, or there's a dog that's locked in the car, and I can tell that it's having a hard time right now?
If it results in injury, then it could rise to the level of a felony, which carries much greater penalties, up to 18 months imprisonment and fines and community service restitutions, things like that that could come into play as well. So
we're just here to go back to the lighter side of this. Yeah, please. Please be aware of
it. Just be responsible pet owners. And if you do see a violation or suspect, you know, that the or witness an event like this, please call it in. Please call 911. So deputies, or if it's in town, patrol officers can respond.
I'm First Alert Meteorologist Eric Green with your KOAT Action 7 News forecast from your Northern New Mexico newsroom.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Marissa. Currently 37 degrees from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. And always first with the best new music, brand new Katie Tiz. Whistle while you work it. I'm 95.9 The Mountain. Always first with the best new music, we are 95.9 The Mountain. Carly Rae Jepsen, I Really Like You. Michael Dean here, and, well, this woman, she was in Kentucky. She had to give birth on the side of the road last week. Thanks, Obama. No, really, for once, it's literally President Obama's fault. Jessica Brown and her husband, Zach, they were rushing toward a hospital in Louisville, Kentucky on Thursday afternoon because she was in labor. But they got stuck in a terrible traffic jam. President Obama was in town, and the roads were shut down for his motorcade. Now, Jessica called an ambulance, but it couldn't get to them, so she had to give birth right there. Fortunately, a nurse by the name of Tanya Vetter was stuck a few cars back and realized something was wrong, so she ran up and helped Jessica deliver the baby. She says everything went extremely well, considering how many things could have gone wrong, from hemorrhaging to problems with the umbilical cord. They used a shoelace to cut the cord, wrapped the baby in a blanket from someone else's trunk, and Jessica and the baby eventually made it to the hospital, where they're both doing great. Nice to hear. Thanks, Obama. 95.9 The Mountain.